Yeah.
Okay. So you explained before that all these yogim are because there are certain yonim that are kinyanim. So a person can lose them. As being that a kinyan is something that came from the outside, so a person is old to lose it. So the mele needs to have certain shmiras and certain siyagim. The ama, the dorim siyag lepishas, we're double thinking maisata. So the first one he spoke about maisa and ashiras, about kinyan and about the chasim. And now he's speaking about maisa adam. Kila maisa adam gamken kinyan adam. The maisa a person does are kinyanim, meaning they're things that are not innate to him, but these are things that came to him. These are things that he acquired. A person's normal yitzarim are part of his self, and that's why they're not called kinyanim. The double zayin of the modern b'teva, the leikah pulus ma'isron kinyanim. So something which is innate to a person, and this is be'etzem, so to speak, the person's metzias atzmis, that is not a reason, that's not something that we can call levadim ramin urav, a kinyan to the person, because that's kilo within the person. Rak maisim atayvim v'frat heim kinyanim. Maisim atayvim, since they be'etzim are not born with the person, they're a product of a certain element of bechira, those can be properly called kinyanim in the person. Then he says, ki imielecha adam achativoi, ein adam maisim atayvim klal. As a person is nimshach with his teva, there are no maisim taiva in the teva. A person's teva is taiva. A person's teva is greed and selfishness. Those are all part of a person's teva. So we mayla, those things can be called the taiva in the person. Lefik chom nedar sagi pishu adam kashiyitza gevel of l'am shechoy sachiyitza shalimoy tzav linda neda. Ukemoy sh'omu pei kamerin darim. Tanya omer shimena sadik mi yomel erchalti oshum nozir tomer l'achas pamach v'chulu oshum uvul amayla. So a little bit in the pshat over here, it's kind of strange. What is he talking about? He started out by saying, I mean, the whole ruach advarim that he's talking about is the inyan of a person being acquiring certain kinyanim. And those are maisim tovim, maisim royim, are innate to a person, so that can't be called his kinyanim. And now he's going off on the bad maisim, how not to get fashlept in them. So tzuchur is something that's kind of very, very strange over here, what he means. So I think the nekuda is as follows. When we talk about a person having kinyanim in something, so certainly the maisim tovim that he did. I mean, the Gemara has the shaila of averus, mechaber mitzvah or not. But in terms of the person's metzias of being a baal dvarim tovim, that a person has in himself. The Dvarim Toiv is not just that he did them. The Dvarim Toiv is the pshat that his mitzias is a mitzias of Toiv. As he acquires things, the person himself is a mitzias of... Those Yadam of Toiv are... let's see if I can write the right way to explain it. It's as if he's a bowel of these inyanim. This is his nechassim. This is his makor. This is mitzias. If he does averus, he gets fashlep into a different world, into the world of averus, and that becomes mitzias. So a certain HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nem on the sham scharei, and a person will not lose this char, but his nechassim are no longer the marshal. It's not a good marshal, but let's sort of give a shekel marshal. If a person owns a rechush worth $5 million, some sort of estate worth $5 million, so that's very nice. He has a nice rechush. It's worth a lot, so on and so forth. But if a person has debts that are equivalent to that, then the person is no longer a wealthy man. The one weighs out the other in terms of what the person is. He's still the owner of the house, but in terms of the Metzias Adam, we would be wrong to categorize him as an usher. Now, it's not exactly the same, because over there, Taka, the money does cancel out. I know the difference between the two. But Lemaisa, in terms of just the Havana of what we're talking about, I think this is a good muscle to it. So he says over here that when a person has this, when a person is the bow of Meisim Tovim, so now he's, it becomes part of Metzias. Just like somebody who's a nugget, he has a certain amount of rechush, and that's his rechush, and that's his metzias. But when a person has averis and is becoming a bal averis, he loses the mitzvahs in the sense that they're no longer his mitzvahs. It's not his metzias anymore. That's how I would understand it. So you have to have the siyug to keep the person from being a bal avera, and now he is the bal, he remains a bal mitzvah. It's also interesting, he picked, of the nedarim, siyug leprishus, he picks the nazir, which is what Chazal said, which Chazal brought about, as the, we bring the whole mice over here with the nazir echad and the nedarim and so on. It's only one type of nedarim. As when it says that a neder is a siyav leprishus, so it's true that this is one, I mean, nazirus is one type of, a very specific type of neder. Not sure where it's bor lelamed al klal kuloi. I mean, the other nedarim, there's nedarim, a person says, I'm going to learn a Mishnah Achas. It says, tzadikim mashbiyim es yitzram, and that should have been, that Gemara says different cases where a person uses his mashpi himself both to stay away from something, to do something. So I'm not sure why he picked, of all the things he picked, Nazil Hashem and so on. I think my only sense is that since we're talking about something that is a change in the gavra, like we said before, a person who is a baal, a mitzvah, is a certain type of person, and a person who is, and then if he does averus, it becomes Beika Bal averus, he's not a bar mitzvah. So that would make sense, because Nazir is a Hagdara and the Gavra. So that I would maybe think that would be a reason for it. Okay, pardon. Okay. V'chakam adegar achas siog l'chach m'shtika. So he explains there, and this is more or less the Hagdara as follows. When a person is thinking, there are two layers of thought process. One is, a person wants to find the Herachilik, Hagdara, Svara. So there's one finer form of thinking, which he calls the Sechel Yuni. A person is sort of fishing around for the idea, for the nekuda, for what's happening over here. And that's one shlav. And then a person knows and understands more or less what he wants to say. Now he's looking for words appropriate to give it over, to explain it. they're immediately dashing it. And those people are universally shallow. The Hagdaras remain very, very thin because they're automatically started operating the Seichel HaDibri, and the Seichel HaDibri has a limited amount of Havana and so on. Instead of struggling to understand it, and then you're going to have to find the right words to say it with, and the right ideas and how to put it out, the person is immediately launching into his word factory. And it replaces his thinking. Even when he's thinking, he's almost thinking about which word to use. You see sometimes people who, when they're making a drasha, their avoda is, should I use this word or this word? What are people going to react with, this word or that word or the other word? So there's going to be a tremendous lack of substance because they are going to be using the Koyach HaDibri. It's more than just a particular Koyach. The way he's marked it, the way it is that the Koyach HaDibri is a... it's a sort of... The Koyach HaDibri is a Gashmiyistik, a Koyach, Lu'umas, the other Koyaches. It's something where the person is going to... The person is going to... he's at the level where he's looking for tangibility rather than for thought or idea. So the dibur can schlep the person into the into a world that's chaymer and not a world that's chachma. He says, "V'chak chama negra achav segle chachma shtika k'mashiz baya." Sh'adam al chaymer v'ne sichli sh'enel adam lo seichu. ולפיכך המסיוג לחכמה שיהיה אדם שכלי, שיהיה בעל שתיקה. ושתיקה יגנה שכל. So, שתיקה is the tool when a person is in שתיקה mode. So he's removed from God. He's not thinking about talking. He's thinking about the idea, the thing itself. And that puts him into a position of being a, of a בעל חכמה. Because the נטייה to דיבור is identical Gashmias. Whatever a person's natia is when he likes things that are physical, the person, and therefore, once again, the person will lose his sikhnistika feel. I mean, whatever he thought about, the etzem idea that the person thought about is obviously going to remain with him. But the person as a thinker, the person as a baal seichel, is going to is going to change because he is his natia is to become a more chomistic person rather than a more simplistic person. Varaya Gdorli says Kishon Boed Gaseh Vakoyach Divri Kulakim Varaya Gdorli Leisa Zikni Nechlosh Alkos Gufnim or Zizga Bekoyach Asichli Shetira Keseh Alkos Gufnim Kulakim. You see that there's an indirect proportion. As a person ages, and this is you say this is many places, he becomes more of a baldass. Now he does, by the way, he does mention some place that when a person is very, very old, and then certainly his psychotic characters unfortunately also diminish. That's partial. But in the general mitzias of das, as a person ages, there's a certain drawing away from Yanam Chumriyam. They become less and less important to him and less dominant in his life, and then he becomes more and more an Isha Seichel. So he says, So he's saying here a very important inyan that in Sichlius, the first an encounter with something that is quasi seichel like dibur is an impediment for seichel. I want to flesh this out a little bit. There's a famous saying from Chaim Britzker, as a sultan has brother, sultan's father, that if a person doesn't, is not master something well enough, he doesn't understand it well enough. That seems to be a little bit of a stira. The Rav was tremendous, the Skarav and Chaim were tremendously marked on the Ksivas Advarim. I guess the right marshal would be like a human being that has a guf and a neshama. If you don't have the fullness of both, you're lacking. A person who, in as much as a person's brain is lacking, his seichel das will be lacking in its ability to manifest itself. It can't manifest itself if it's lacking, if it doesn't have the basis for it. In other words, the chachma that doesn't have any moitza is not, the person doesn't have it either. Marshal ma'adabadayim. Let's give a good marshal. You have a computer and you have a monitor. Whatever is lacking in the monitor, even let's say the monitor can't show certain things, can't display certain things or whatever, it's sort of, for all practical purposes, it's lacking in the content of the computer as well, because the content is only as good as it comes out. But if a person is but if a person has a very nice monitor, he can't, let's say the material, the taken of the computer on the program doesn't have a resolution more than X. So even if the screen has more resolution, but it's not going to be able in any way to express itself because you don't have what to express. So having just the having chutz without having teichin is just as limiting. But one without the other is lacking. But if when a person wants the right mahalach is, the person needs a shtika when he's thinking, and the diburim at that stage in the process are real mafriyim, and the person and that for that he needs a siyag l'chachma, he needs that shtika to be a siyag. Then if a person is moiled and brings out in the koyach hadibri, then he has a shleimus inyan. So if a person, after thinking through the inyan, he's thought through it, worked it out, now he's explaining it, and his explanation is lacking, then the person doesn't understand it. I can't say, it's very well possible that the reason why you can't express it is because there isn't. Russell, let's say I'm margish that there's a certain chiluk between two cases that seem to be similar, which is very typical of a Lamdisha opinion. So I think about it, and I come up with what I feel is a correct Hagdara, what I feel is a correct Nafkamina. But if I can't express that Nafkamina, and once I have it down, if I can't express it, then Bar Koch of the Pshat is that I'm lacking something. Maybe it doesn't exist. If I can't give it a clear hagdara, it might be that it's just a vague idea and it doesn't have any mamashes. Let's give another example. A scientific theory, at the theoretical level, it's a theory. It becomes an emes when you're able to express it in other cases. You're able to say, this case, this will happen, this case, this will happen. When I can build something, lefi, the content of the svara, then I know I have it. So the two are not safe to each other. But I was talking about the first stage. If a person is lohut after the dipurim, and right away you ask a question, it's right away talking, so then the person is that's going to be me'abed his seichel. In other words, shtika at that point is the chashiva the inyan, the maisa, then it's like the person conceived the child, but it can't bring him out. The bringing it out, the maisa, is the late of it that gives it the full hagdaras atvar. V'neir mashal masiyag l'chachma shtika l'am shtika sir l'chachma siyag b'al v'bari shini aloshim. V'shtoyach hatam shal kach b'achon ad yeshu achari. So, v'dov azeh b'loy ma'ke'il ha'ab advan k'olim k'ol dron shi tzichon siyag b'za achari. Ki me'ach ha'shein oid lo'y siyag dron shi tzichon siyag ha'ka chachma shi tzichon siyag. So, like, v'shoyz b'loy ka'ab advan m'yukhodim daf k'shem tzichon siyag v'miyad sham an adon siyag p'shus t'tekev l'fanech ha'chachma shi nishas ligdor she'ein oid. So whatever it is he's trying to say, that the seder here is a bedafkinik seder, and that's why it's going to be in such an order. It's going to be in an order where he's going to have the these are four inyanim dark inyanim. And like Mal says, only two things on Yanim, and that's why this is, you know, with this he finishes it. Any questions?
Yeah. This Inyan that we said, that once a person has the Havana clear, then there is an island speaking it out.
Right.
Is that what the Gemara means? The Gemara speaks about Chayim Haim Lamotziyim Bepeh. It's referring to that Bechina, that there's a Shleimus.
That's very, very possible. In other words, now, the truth is like this. When a person, I mean, on the practical level, when a person is turning to an Indian, you also repeat the kasha that you ask and the point that you're making and trying to work on, you also repeat it a bunch of times so that you can work with the material. You know, this one says here, this one says here. How do we understand this one? You know, you don't need to get it down on a very partial level. But Chayim Haim L'Moitzo'ehem is really, it's a very good mashal. The Aver of Hailada and the Aver of Peh are the only two Avarim that have that are one. They are both of them in Yanim that everything else, like the nose is two nostrils and two feet and two hands. The Aver Hailada and the Peh are one, and both of them are they sort of take a certain vague pneumius and bring it out as Tehillah Techut. So the pasuk is very well, for many reasons, can be referring to that. I mean, they're both a process of kilupim moiti, taking a zriya pnimis and making a dover shell chius come out bechutz.
Right.
Now next week is going to be kind of Purim Day, so I don't know, maybe Tuesday night. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.